This is one of a very few events in San Francisco that brings together, you know, different kinds of people, activists, residents, undocumented workers, students, youth, and families. It's a great place to sort of come into solidarity with each other. It's a time where people can come together and take collective action.
This is Jack Stevens. I'm back. I was gone for a while. I was in the Philippines. Specifically, most of my time, I was in a southern Mindanao region in Compostela Valley. I was with Bayan, and I was doing some union and human rights work down there. So I was there for all of July, part of August. But now I'm back, ready to get my blog going, ready to get my podcast going again. And this is Against the Grain Podcast, so I figured out a name while the in between two podcasts. So this podcast is going to be a little bit different. Usually I do a review of the past couple of weeks of some of the blog posts I want to talk about, review, do some commentary on them. Then I get into some money posts, so some of the stuff that's been going on in the blogosphere and in the news. And then I usually end it with a recommendation of some books, but we're going to do things a little bit differently. I'm going to show you guys a podcast I did for Bayan USA that never actually got uploaded as a podcast. It was from the May 1st protests that happened in San Francisco on May 1st, all those months back. Was never able to finally edit the audio I took from that day and wasn't able to really put it up as a podcast on the Bayan USA website. But you know what? This is my podcast. This is the Against the Grain podcast. And I was thinking, hey, I spent all this time trying to upload some audio, get the audio, edit it. I figure I might as well put the audio out there. So essentially, this was audio that was supposed to be for the Bayan USA podcast. But now, instead, is for the Against the Grain podcast, my own little podcast. Why not? It's my podcast. I can do it. Let's get on with the podcast, and we're going to be dropping in on me on the corner of 24th Street and Mission. So here we go. So this past week, on May 1st, on a Sunday, Bayan USA and its organizations and an alliance that Bayan and most of the Bayan USA organizations are part of, called NAFCON, the National Alliance for Filipino Concerns, were out in full force for the May 1st workers' rights and immigrant rights rally. And what Rhonda and I thought would be good for you all out there would be to essentially hear some audio, some interviews of why people are there, get descriptions of what was going on at the rally. So I guess we'll just kind of get into it. I'll be swinging in and out of narration mode. Some of that will be on the fly with you actually hearing audio from me while at the march. And then others will just be me here in the studio. So let's just get right into it and kind of get in on the action. First, what we did, all of the Bayan orgs and NAFCON orgs, we met up at a parking lot along 24th Street in the heart of the Mission District.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, so I'm wearing a red scarf.
Okay, so I'm here with Faye Lacanilao, and she's the vice chair of LFS. Explain what LFS is, Faye.
The League of Filipino Students. It's a student organization in SF State that tries to connect our struggles from the Philippines to the folks here in the U.S. Basically, we're here in solidarity with the workers and the immigrants today, because as sons and daughters of immigrants and also workers, you know, we want to recognize that too and give tribute to them. I came here 9 years ago. Actually, April 28th was my anniversary of being here. So as an immigrant myself, you know, I find this day kind of like a celebration of empowering also us, you know, as immigrants. And because when I was in Vallejo growing up, before I even came into college, I didn't even know that these things happened, you know, and these things were celebrated. And ever since I joined LFS, that kind of, you know, made me excited. And ever since then, I've been joining the May 1st rallies. And also kind of like strengthening, you know, my connections with the organization and other folks as well, outside of our sector, outside of the youth and student sector.
We have to move out of the way. This car is going to come out, so come towards me. Come closer over here.
Towards 24th, and then you'll eventually run into our...
Hi, everyone. So welcome. We're going to be really excited today. It's a beautiful day for us to march. We just want to keep our contingent safe and make sure that we are in line, we don't lose anybody, and that everyone stays together.
So we're just very happy that we have... Who do we have here today? We have representatives from Babae, San Francisco. We have Chirp, San Francisco Committee for Human Rights in the Philippines. Samaka.
Yay!
Gabriela USA.
Yay!
National Alliance for Filipino Concerns.
Yay!
The Filipino Community Center.
Yay!
League of Filipino Students.
Yay!
We have SOMCAN. We have the National Asian Pacific American Women's Forum. Knock off. We have the Tenderloin.
Woo!
The Filipino Community Association.
Yay!
Okay, so we're going to go join
Ananista. Who's coming?
Anabainese Bay and Ally will be joining us in a minute. So let's go ahead. We're going to march slowly and line up with them.
Hello everyone, this is Jack. So I'm here at the corner of 24th and Mission, at the 24th and Mission BART station. And there's a group of around 800 folks here. People have been here for about a half hour and it's continuing to grow. And it's looking like it's going to be a good rally. People are excited. There's been a few speakers already, and it's already the beginning of the program. People have been clapping and holding up placards and signs, and we got folks from all walks of life coming down here, and a lot of residents in the 24th Mission area are very interested in seeing what's going on. So I'll be updating you guys on what's going on throughout the day in this podcast and interviewing a couple of folks from Bayon, a couple of folks from some of Bayon's allied organizations, and getting some good audio and chants from the rally. All right, let's do this.
San Francisco of Gabriela USA. We're here on Mission Street of San Francisco marching with the workers in solidarity with them to advance their rights. We're here because in solidarity with the women of the world to push forward our rights as women. With 4,000 Filipinos leaving every day and 70% of them being women, we want to make sure that these women are taken care of in receiving countries with corrupt foreign policies and trade agreements implemented. These women are forced to leave their countries, and in receiving countries, they are not supported with services and protection. So we stand in solidarity with all the workers in San Francisco and all over the world on May Day. Thank you.
Sweet. Tina Schaaf. Bringing it down like no one can. Okay, so you got to hear some interviews from some folks from the march, got some audio, got to hear some great music. So right now, I'd say 1,000 people or more. It stretches for about 3 blocks. I might be slightly underestimating it. Not like 5-6 years ago when it was, you know, over 10,000 people, but the energy is still great. And like I said, it stretches a good 3 blocks. A lot of folks, some residents are joining in, cars are honking, showing their support, people are chanting. And essentially what we're going to be doing is marching all the way down Mission Street from the 24th Street BART station all the way to Civic Center, where City Hall is, the main public library, the Asian Art Museum. For folks demanding rights for workers, rights to unionizations, fighting against the cutbacks to education, fighting against the attacks on collective bargaining agreements. So it's a small rally, just over 1,000 folks, maybe 1,500, possibly 2,000, but it stretches for a few blocks, and people are really excited, and there's a great vibe, and it's been, so far, it's been good.
Raymond, I'm with Ally, Active Leadership to Advance the Youth. We empower youth in Excelsior. And I am here today to stand in solidarity with all the people here, all my people. Let everybody know, you know, what is our right, what is our basic rights, our human rights, you know. And today is May 1st. I am here right now marching for all the immigrants and all the workers out there since, you know, the whole world is built with immigrants and workers, so we need to let them know what's up. So I'm here trying to empower more youth to be active and to, you know, to let them know the truth. And thank you.
Okay, so my name is Juana Tello. I'm the youth organizer at Power, People Organized to Win Employment Rights. And we have a women workers, a component of our organization, who are immigrant Latina domestic workers who do service work here in San Francisco. And we try to empower them by giving them the tools they need to be able to bargain for better wages, because as of right now, the domestic industry is not an industry that is regulated. We are working to be able to improve those conditions. We're working in alliance with different organizations and coalitions around the state that are trying to pass the National Domestic Workers Bill of Rights. But we overall believe in the importance of empowering immigrants, as our analysis of the U.S. and its foreign policy in different countries around the world is displacing people from their home countries. So people that migrate here are workers, and we're in solidarity with workers all over the world for their rights to be able to defend their rights in the workplace and their rights to good opportunities to be able to employ each other. Basically, I see about 2,000 people that are here mobilized in San Francisco. Our contingent as a Progressive Workers Alliance is a good 300 people who are here in alliance with each other. When we understand the international struggles that regardless of what home country or home nationality we have, we all are descendants of people who have migrated to this country for better economic opportunities. It's very empowering to see different races coming together to be able to fight for their right to be in this country and for their right to be able to be seen as human beings. We see families, children, a lot of women here being able to speak up for themselves. It's a sunny day, it's beautiful, and it's nice to be able to come out on a Sunday and in unity to be able to fight for collective liberation.
Sorry. I'm tired.
All right, so we're here at Civic Center. We marched. It was a long march all the way from the 24th BART station. It took over an hour or so, and folks got together for a little program. We're going to be meeting up with some folks from the Tenderloin, organizers and activists, and we're going to be going to the People's Garden, which I believe is McAllister and Turk, but it's in the Tenderloin. It's really close by, and we're going to enjoy ourselves, have food, have fun, share laughs, share stories, and generally just enjoy this very beautiful sunny day. So that was it for the march. After we arrived at the Civic Center, we went to the People's Garden, had some great food. City Supervisor John Avalos, who's also running for mayor, stopped by, hung out with us. That was good. And then after getting stuffed from food, we all decided to head to the Bai Nihon Community Center on 6th Street and Mission. And we saw the musical play, Picket Line Cantata, done by Professor Joy Barrios of UC Berkeley, former professor at UP De La Mon. And that was a great play to watch. It was about working class struggle and migrant struggle. So it fit well with the day. And I leave you all with a song from the group Asin. And this rendition of the song includes many folks who were in that play. So hope you all enjoy. We'll be right back.